traffic. Now back to WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
AM 1050 WLIP. Welcome in and welcome back, WLIP Morning Show. It's Tuesday morning, and that means we welcome back into the studio Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm great. How are you today?
Doing very well. Always good to see you in the studio and going to talk about pets, which we love to do.
Absolutely.
And breaking news, people love pets.
They do. It's a hot topic. Always.
Always.
And today we're going to talk about Change a Pet's Life Day.
Okay.
And it's something that I guess it's kind of sort of ironic. What we do at Care Animal Hospital is transforming lives one patient at a time. Mm-hmm. But today we're talking about just what people can do to help change pets' lives.
Okay.
So, and it's not a big, huge thing. You don't have to spend a lot of money on this and just be small acts. Because, you know, sometimes the smallest act can do the biggest impact.
Big reverberations.
Right. Butterfly flaps its wings.
Right.
Right. So why the day matters, across the country, millions of pets are waiting and waiting for homes, for medical care, for second chance, or sometimes just someone to notice them. So, you know, you can go to a shelter or a rescue and look at adopting a pet. So there's a big impact.
Definitely.
Like, and that's a big responsibility. So that's not something to be taken lightly. I mean, it's Change Pet's Life Day, so let's go adopt a dog or a cat. You should put maybe a bit more thought into it than just that. It's not an impulse buy at Walmart. But the veterinary teams and volunteers, firsthand, you know, change lives for those pets. And then just one decision by one person can completely alter that life of that pet. So adoption is a forever change. You can provide safety, stability, medical care, and just that all-around love for that pet. Right. And the fun thing is that if you've got a pet in your life, they're going to give that right back. Kind of tenfold. It almost feels like cheating, because when you have a pet in your life, you know, we love them, but man, they really seem to love us back just even more than we love them.
And definitely.
Which is just makes things better.
That's why people love dogs more than people.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother topic.
That's another segment. Okay. Fair enough.
But reminder, as we talked about, adoption should be thoughtful, not an impulse. It's not one of those things that you can just go out and say, I'm going to do this today, because there are things that you need to consider. The care of that pet, feeding them, medical care, housing, all kinds of things. So lifestyle. If you're a person that's not at home a lot and you don't have a lot of time to spend with a pet, maybe a cat would be better than a dog.
Okay, yeah.
So, and then if adoption's not right at this moment, maybe it'll be right for another time. But it is a transformative experience. I know you drive down the road and you'll see people that, you know, my pet saved me. I didn't save them.
Oh, right. Definitely.
Right? So, and that is true. Sometimes, though, you know, having them permanently in your house isn't the situation. Maybe fostering is a great thing. Maybe you've got a little bit of time that you can say, you know what, I could take in a dog for a short period. Now, warning, if you foster a pet, sometimes you fail at fostering and you wind up adopting. So we have a lot of clients that are foster failures. Now, it turns out it's a great scenario for them and for the pet that they fostered and now adopted. But that's something that you can do. It's usually, if you've got, you know, it frees up space in rescue groups and shelters. So sure. It does help the next pet down the road temporarily. It also helps the pets recover from illness sometimes, because sometimes these pets have things that they need more than what a shelter can provide them on a care basis. And they need somebody that can spend that time with them.
Right.
And it helps socialize. They're not just in a small confined area and just being fed and watered and walked. You can interact with them just like a regular family would. And so they can start to get like, oh, so people don't suck. You know, because I think pets sometimes think that too.
Right.
So volunteering is another gift that you can give. You can, you know, they certainly need help cleaning. They need help with supplies. They need help walking. Certainly you can contact any of the rescue groups about what you can do to reach out to volunteer. And in donating, we have our annual drive at the end of the year every year, collecting donations for shelters. And the thing of it is that they're always in need of money. They're nonprofit, so it's not like, you know, they've got a large mutual fund that they're drawing funds off of. This is something that they literally are living from hand to hand. So if you're so well that you can do a little bit extra. The rescue groups are sometimes the things, you know, spread that blessing forward, because they do need food, treats, blankets, toys, medical supplies, medical care. Some of these pets come in, they're not healthy, and they do need some care. So, you know, small donations, and I always think about, you know, even small, you know, dimes, they add up. Mm. The pennies are going to be gone, so I don't know that you can say pennies add up, but nickels will add up. So that's the thing that's like, even, you know, you dig through your pocket change, and you know what, you've got a buck, you know, 38 in your pocket, it adds up, because if we all chip in that buck 38, next thing you know, it's a sizable donation.
Definitely.
It's something that they can keep running with. So just those everyday actions can matter. You know, you can share adoptable pets on social media, educate others about spaying and neutering, because we would like to not have that stray pet population as much as we have. It's not going to make it go away, but making the burden on the system less would be great. Support responsible breeding and pet ownership, and be kind to pets. And certainly be kind to people who take care of those pets.
Right.
Just spread kindness.
Yeah.
It's all about being kind to your fellow human and four-legged friends.
Yeah, and pets make a great way just to connect with people. You know, where I work out, it's a neighborhood gym. And cool. In the summertime, there's the big door is open, anybody walking by. And Bella, who's a big husky, came by every day in the summertime and would greet everybody. And to the point now where even in the winter, you know, they'll bring her in and she's got her own treats and connects with everybody.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun. You know, and I chuckle, like, you know, some businesses do that, like banks will have the dog cookies.
Right.
So if you're driving through the drive-through, was it Starbucks does the pup cups? Go easy on the pup cups; they're higher in fat. but that's the thing, like, you know, it is evolving in more to social interaction. That it's a cool thing to go out for a ride with your dog because you're running an errand where the dog can go, and they don't have to be a service pet when they're riding. You know, you're going to the bank to do a deposit, going through the drive-through. Your dog's just in your car. They're not walking in. They don't have to be a service dog. They don't have to be something special. It's special for them to get out. And those social interactions are kind of cool for them. You have to think it's enrichment, mental enrichment.
Sure.
I just think that's one of those things that we don't often think about them needing mental stimulation. If they don't get it, they kind of get a little crazy.
Sure. I mean, they're social animals.
They are.
They're pack animals.
They live in packs, right? Communities. So it's just like people aren't meant to, you know, if people wind up isolated, they wind up being Ted Kaczynski. So, you know, so living in a shack in the middle of Montana. So, you know, don't
do that.
Don't do that. You know, get them out. Let them interact. Go to the dog park, you know. And if you adopt that pet, sometimes it takes a bit to get them weaved through navigating, because they've not had great experiences with people and they might think that, you know.
Or just no experience. My cousin's dog had zero experience. They call him the farm reject, which is kind of just a, you know, a nice thing. But he's a very friendly dog. He just, you know, didn't even bark when they got him because he never had
has no idea why. Right. Yeah. Why would I
After
bark?
After about a year or so now, he's catching on.
Although, go easy on never teaching your dog to speak, because once you teach them, you can't unteach them.
Yeah, I don't think they were trying to teach him to speak. It's like, he'll pick it up. It's fine.
No. It's always one of those things. We learned that lesson with one of ours. We started in speaking, and then it went downhill from there. So just be cautious what you ask for. But that's the thing, that you know, they do spread so much love and joy back to us, and I think it really makes a better community, makes us better people, having them in our lives, because they're our model on how to just live life.
Right.
You know, they're in the moment every moment. They're not thinking about, like, well, tomorrow I've got this whole list of things I need to, you know, chase the rabbit and check the yard out. And that, no, it's like, if they're doing that, they're doing that. So that's how we should be, right? In the moment.
Well, very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Always great information about humans and pets. If people want to learn more about Care Animal Hospital, how can we do so?
Well, you give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok is Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ, appreciate the time as always. We will talk to you next Tuesday morning.
Pete, you have a great week.
WLIP Morning Show, rolling right along. You need my love, baby.